emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. On the face of this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 9th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially our beloved and hard-working Biafrans on the western fringes of the world, that on this day, the 9th day of September, we continue the ceaseless propagation of the gospel, of the restoration, of the divine, the absolute, the unquestionable, the uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I welcome you regardless of where you are. I welcome you regardless of what you are doing, irrespective of your location, irrespective of your personal or collective engagement, that this is your platform, this is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity, having returned from our tour of Sweden, where this very irrepressible gospel was preached before an audience of our people and friends of Biafra, where the whole world was able to tune in, to join us, to participate, to partake, to contribute, to share in what we had to offer. And wherever we were, in Stockholm and in Malmo, this very gospel was received. People were healed, people were converted. Those of them that had testimony to give, they managed to give it, because Chukwa Biama is God and he is doing wonderful things in the lives of Biafrans who believe in him in truth and honesty. That is why, before we continue, as we close every blessed day, we offer praise and ceaseless adoration. We uplift, we honor, we adore the name of the Almighty God, who is the only entity worthy of worship. That Chukwa Biama is our God. That is our mantra from now until the end of time, way beyond the coming of his own kingdom upon the face of this very earth, and that kingdom is Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, you must welcome those around you. You must direct them. You must channel them to go and also be a part of this great worldwide endeavor. We don't do local activism. We mobilize the children of God across all continents of the planet to ensure that we are all singing the same song from the same hymn sheet with one accord, with one common purpose, with unity of purpose, with dedication, with focus, to ensure that nothing detracts us from this very noble enterprise, this very noble endeavor we have embarked upon. Therefore, my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwa Biama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is my unique honor and privilege to welcome the family of Biafrans right across this very planet Earth to join us in this very program this morning. And as always, we are live, we are interactive. That means we are able and should be able to take your calls, because we are now in the United Kingdom Our numbers are once again +44208133 9976. That is our universal number. Even in Spain, day after tomorrow, we are going to come to you via this very platform as well. +44208133 9976. Radio Biafra can also be reached via the two platforms we have, the two accounts we have on Skype, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. Radio Biafra can also be reached this morning should you wish to make your contribution live on air via +44 78 313 08 376. That is our other line, +44 78 313 08 376. Radio Biafra is on. We are live. We are direct. We are on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster, the only indigenous broadcaster with the length, the breadth, the clout, the reach that we possess is only Radio Biafra. We reach millions of listeners across the entire surface of this very planet Earth in over 190 countries. Are we listened to in over 88 countries? Are we very active? We are irrepressible. We are indomitable. We are indefatigable. We are awesome by every definition. And we are most certainly incredible. However, where you wish to look at it, what we are doing have never been attempted before. We blaze the trail. We make things happen. And that is why we are indomitable. That is why we are Radio Biafra. And nobody can be like us. They may pretend. The agents of darkness, the agents of Satan, the agents of devil may want to copy what we do. They may want to sound like us. They may want to address our people like us. They may want to preach a gospel like us, but they can never be us because there is only one Radio Biafra, not two, not three, not four, only one irrepressible, indomitable and exceptionally formidable Radio Biafra, only one that the whole world listens to, including the President of the United States of America. All governments of the world listen to Radio Biafra, and that is why our propagation of our message must remain ceaseless. That is why we must continue to endeavor to do all that is right before God and before man without fear in the presence of our enemies, without retreating, without surrendering, as long as we remain incorruptible, which we are, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is no way that Biafra will not come because Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama is God. And he's the one guiding us. He is the one that asked us to come and not man. Chukwu Abiama determined that the editorial board of Radio Biafra should come. Chukwu Abiama determined that all his children in various guises answering to Biafrans wherever they are, but collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, only he determined that they should come. I must thank our executive in Sweden. I must thank our coordinators in Stockholm and also in Malmo. Our women that came out in Malmo and did us proud, they brought their children. They are schooling their children in the understanding of Biafra. We are so proud of you. Wherever you go to in Sweden, they talk about Biafra all the time. Our able coordinator all across the whole of Sweden, who is from Gothenburg, they did not mind that this very gospel was not preached in their territory. I loved the cooperation, the camaraderie, the help, the oneness, the unity, the family atmosphere that I witnessed in Malmo was exceptional. I wish that can be replicated right across the planet. Therefore, each and every one of you, I am not at liberty to mention your names one after the other, but you know who you are. All of you that made our trip to Sweden a success. We commend each and every one of you. And what I have to say is that Chukwu Abiama is indeed your God. This is your platform. This is your radio station. Once again, we are live. We are direct. We have returned to the United Kingdom from whence this very gospel will be preached this morning and evening as well. Therefore, your pen and paper is very, very essential. You must bring it, and these are the lines through which you must get hold of us this very morning. But please remember to tell those around you that we are on, we are live on satellite. If they go and point their dish 17 degrees east, they will be able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. We are on DASAT, we are on Asia satellite, we are on Arab satellite as well. We are on multiple channels, multiple platforms across the entire satellite spectrum. If you go there, you will be able to find us because we are Radio Biafra and Chukwu Abiama is performing miracles. We are developing softwares. We are doing a lot of things. We are making contacts that are unbelievable. People from Benin want to be identified as Biafrans, and we welcome them wholeheartedly. But we must be able to work upon it. Bini people must vote in a referendum to determine if they wish to be part of Biafra wholesomely or not. We welcome our brother that rang yesterday morning. We also welcome our Ijaw brothers that I spoke to yesterday. Those of them who are in the creeks, who are preparing earnestly to be part of this very endeavor. We are uniting the Biafran family, not just by talking or preaching this gospel, but Chukwu Abiama is bringing forth the right people, and we are meeting them. We are forging alliance. We are piloting this very affair in the only way that is worthy to be done. And that is why people must keep faith with us. We have never failed before, and we don't intend to fail. Sometimes the darkness that has enveloped the zoo, the very entity of hopelessness, may try to prevail against us, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, but they will not succeed. Because God is with us. There is nothing we said we are going to do which we have not done. And very soon we hope and we pray that we will be able to broadcast to our people via transistor radio. We are working very hard at it. It is very expensive, and we are doing all we can to ensure that that happens. We welcome everybody and anybody that wants to be a part of Biafra, because Biafra is there for all. And I also thank my able deputy chairman for, and also Barrister Mamezu Karomonde, for the work they have continued to do for the people of Biafra, for their country, in truthfulness, in dedication, in application, in all that they are, for hosting the program last night. And thank you very much for that to all of them. When the barrister is able to join us, I will not hesitate to bring the very eminent barrister and attorney at law to you. But once again, this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live. Once again, we are direct. Once again, we are doing all we can to ensure the ceaseless propagation of this very message to the ends of the earth, because we know that therein lies truth, therein lies freedom, therein lies courage, therein lies conviction that will be able to drive us to the finishing line. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, we are there. If you go to tunein.com, if you download TuneIn app, that is the best platform to listen to us via. If you are on mobile phone, go to tunein.com. Go to radioforest.net.net, radioforest.net. If you also go to www.biafrarestoration.com, if you go to biafravoice.com, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, we are on all these platforms. You will be able to get us. We will take your call when you call us via +44208133 9976. We will take your call if you also call us via +44 78 313 0836. We are on Skype as well, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. These are the means, these are the ways, these are the path through which you can be able to get through to us this very fine morning. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Go and spread the message. Go and spread the gospel. Let the world understand let the world know how serious we are about the restoration of our country. Let them know that we are ceaseless. Let them know that we are indefatigable. They must understand our resoluteness. They must appreciate our inescapable fact that we are here to get Biafra, or we die doing so, that Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth, and that there is nothing anybody can do. If they like, they can devote all the time they have in the world talking about us. We don't care. They are only making us more popular, but we don't talk about them. We can never talk about them because they are not worthy adversaries. We deal with those that can give us challenge, and we bring them down. Uwazurike is an example. Completely deranged, completely derobed, his criminality exposed. We want to fight credible enemies, not a few ants jumping about all over the place. Please, we must not indulge them. We must not do anything at all to try to give them credibility, which they lack. If they want to call a meeting, they can go and have their meeting. We are not interested. We have Biafran embassy in Barcelona. If you want to hold any meeting about Biafra, you come to the embassy of the people. We are there. We're not hiding. We don't run to a community hall when we have an embassy. We are day after tomorrow. We are on the 11th of this very month. We shall be meeting the government and the people of Catalonia to deepen our friendship, to deepen our understanding, to deepen the camaraderie between the government of Catalonia and the Biafran people. I will be there with those that run Catalonia day after tomorrow, doing the diplomatic work necessary to move Biafra forward. I don't engage in tittle-tattle. Anybody who can do what we have been able to do should please step forward. As we move forward, we have evidence. I will be in Barcelona, and there we are going to meet those that matter. All Biafrans are welcome to come to Barcelona to see the way we do things. That when we say we are formidable, that indeed we are formidable. We are going to show the government and the people of Catalonia how strong Biafra is in Spain, how strong we are across Europe. We just want to give them a taste of what is to come. And in that regard, our head of Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, our very credible and very formidable coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenna Onyema Edoziem, who happens to be our European representative, Emmanuel, who is our coordinator all across Spain, the work our people are doing in Catalonia, Nonso Ejirika, all of you who are in Victoria in Spain, who are in Bilbao in Spain, those of you in Madrid, those of you in Valencia, those we are everywhere, even in Malaga. Indeed, we are formidable, I tell you. On the 11th, we descend upon Barcelona, Catalonia, to tell them that indeed we are Biafrans. And the world will see it. We don't believe in tittle-tattle, talking nonsense. We do the work you have asked us to do. There are governments you go to in the world, you ask them, do you know about Biafrans? They will tell you, yes. Who do you know amongst Biafrans? They will tell you, the indigenous people of Biafra. That is how credible we are. We continue to do our work. We don't engage in tittle-tattle, in frivolous, nonsensical rubbish. We pilot the affairs of our people in a way that gives them joy, that gives them honor, that Biafra may come in truth and honesty. Once again, I must not fail to welcome you, Nnamdi Kanu. We are here in the United Kingdom. We are propagating this very message on this day, the 9th day of September, 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 18 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. It is my duty, my responsibility to welcome each and every one of you. And I must ask you to welcome other people. Today is our Tweet Tuesday. We continue to tweet. We don't stop. It started yesterday. Today is Tweet Tuesday. We continue to tweet. We are not those that advised His Excellency Ojukwu to run away in 1970 into exile. We don't stop anything that we are doing. That is why we are different, and that is why Biafra is going to come. We are not going to fight for 3 years and abandon the battlefield. No, we are going to continue until we see the end of it. Therefore, any project we embark upon, we are ceaseless. We don't stop. We continue what we are doing right to the very end. Therefore, since we said we tweet every Tuesday, this very Tuesday should not be an exception. We must go out to tweet. We must go out to tweet this very Tuesday. Whatever thing we are doing, we must go out to tweet. We must go out to ensure that we tell our people about what we are doing. We must go out to notify our people of the importance, the relevance, the consistency of what we are capable of doing by ensuring that we continue to tweet. We must do so because we have no other choice. Today is Tweet Tuesday. We must tweet. And I'm sure that Gozier and Carol Monday have prepared the tweets for today. And I want these things also combined with our announcements that today is our Tweet Tuesday and sent or should be posted across every platform that we are on, that today is Tweet Tuesday. We should not start something and then jettison it halfway along the line. If today is Tweet Tuesday, then surely we must tweet. We should be able to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. I shall proceed without hesitation. As soon as the eminent barrister and attorney at law is able to join us via +44783130836 or +44208133996, we will be able to bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra, and we must welcome you. We do indeed welcome you to our program this morning. The time now is approximately 20 minutes past 7 a.m. here in the United Kingdom. We must proceed by bringing you the news headlines and accompanying news summary this very morning. We are reporting that soldiers and residents are running away from Boko Haram terrorists as they approach Maiduguri. They said, every time we have killed 50 of them, we have killed 45 of them, we have killed 48 of them. And the more they make these frivolous, ridiculous, and pathetic pronouncements, the more that Boko Haram ceaseless advance continues. They are now approaching Maiduguri. Mubi is down. Adamawa State University, if I am not mistaken, has been shut down. They are also advancing against Mubi. Obasanjo's son has been shot in the process. The high command of the Nigerian army fattened on the proceeds of corruption and evil. Those of them who only become strong when they see unarmed civilians, Ose Tigonu, Nigerian army, and they are now running away. That is why our people must wake up. Okezie Ogu, our dear brother, is pleading with us from Australia. Now is the time for Biafrans to do something. Now is the time to start. Now that our people, our own brothers in Ijo are with us. Now that our people are now coming out, even Bini people said they will join us. We can bring the zoo to an end. Even before this year comes to an end, we can bring it to an end. We need those help coming from you. We need the weapons. That is all we're asking for. Now is the time to do so. We have built alliances. We have united the family of Biafrans secretly without doing it in the open. That we are now at one with our people from Ijo. You must understand it. Those of them in the creeks, you must understand that we are doing a very difficult job here. And we are announcing it this very morning that the unity of the Biafran family is nearly complete. There are one or two people that we need to meet, and then we complete the circle, and then we march against our enemy, including those of them from Bini as well. They will give us their men, and we will march against these very people. Therefore, any help you can bring to the fore, we would welcome it, because the zoo must come to an end by next year. We must do all we can to ensure that the zoo comes to an end. Soldiers, the Nigerian soldiers, they call themselves the strongest force in Africa. They are running away against the ragtag army of fundamentalists. The zoo army is running away. The rampaging Boko Haram is approaching Maiduguri, and the sooner they get there, the better for everybody. We need something to wake our people up, to remind them that we are serious, to remind them about what we are doing, that they may appreciate the importance of the coming of Biafra. Hausa, Fulani, Islamic terrorist Boko Haram, they have killed over 100 people in Adamawa. Their march is ceaseless. They are continuing to do their work, and only Biafra can stop them. Obasanjo's son injured in Boko Haram terrorist ambush. The son of Obasanjo, maybe one day he will do his own coup like his father and become... he's a Yoruba man. They cannot do coup. I told you that they are cowards. Yoruba man, the only day he went to the war front, they have shot him, Obasanjo's son, and they have rushed him away from there. There is one other man as well. I told you some of these people who are fathered by Hausa Fulani men. His name is Osita Okechukwu. He is in Boko Haram APC. He is saying that the party is Pan Nigeria Party, as he tells Ohaneze Youth. This same Ohaneze Youth name here. Why are you allowing yourselves to be addressed by APC? They say I don't relent. I'm very harsh on them. But what are these children doing listening to APC? Don't you know what APC means? We stopped them in Anambra. We stopped APC dead in their tracks in Anambra. And we shall do so again. Ohaneze, without shame, without honor, without any semblance of dignity. These Ohaneze use the same way your fathers are. You want to go around the same route? We are not going to allow you. Your job is to go and get Biafra. And that is what you're going to do. Ohaneze Youth or no Ohaneze Youth. We want you to do Biafra, not to dabble in Nigerian politics. Nigerian politics is not the way out. The only way out is a free, independent, and liberated Biafra land. That is the only way to success. Nothing more, nothing less. We continue. We are reminding everybody around the world that today is our Tweet Tuesday. We must share the plight of our brothers being killed in Malaysia. We want to stop it before I go to Malaysia to go and see them. I want the indiscriminate arrest. I want the senseless slaughter of our people in Malaysia to stop before I go there. We want it to stop before I go there. Malaysia is important to me the same way that other families are around the world, but especially so because of what they have endured. And in spite of the killing, in spite of the arbitrary arrest, do you know that this family continues to meet in Malaysia? When you go to other countries of Europe, you see people fattened on the proceeds of evil. Those that come here because they are very comfortable, they decide not to come and do Biafra. In Malaysia, they are being chased about, they are being killed, they are being detained, they are being tortured. Our own people, their property is being stolen from them. And they still come out to do Biafra. Therefore, we must remember them, we must commend them, we must support them in any way that we can. We believe in Onurube Wanabaloso. If you hear the cry of your brother or your sister, you don't run away. You go to where they are crying and you find out what the problem is. If there is an enemy, you help your people to fight that very enemy. We must go to the rescue of our people in Malaysia. We must continue to remind the world, every major news outlet, about the evil being perpetrated by the Malaysian authorities against our people. It is our responsibility, it is our collective duty to ensure that we save our people from imminent destruction. That is why we must go to their rescue. That is why we must do all we can to ensure that we set them free from the clutches of iniquitous existence in Malaysia. We must try and do that. It is illegal to gang up against Jonathan. This news was reported yesterday, but I liked it so much that I must revisit it. This is Radio Biafra. Those are our news headlines, and now the news in greater detail. Can we just say a truncated summary of the news this very morning? I must remind everybody, those of you listening, that this is not a recorded program. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We come to you every morning and every blessed evening of every blessed day of our lives. Today we are in the United Kingdom, broadcasting to the rest of humanity. From tomorrow evening, it may have to change. We may have to broadcast from somewhere else, but if that is the case, we will inform you. We are doing what is right before God and before man. As the rampaging Boko Haram, this is now the new, our news in greater detail, please. As the rampaging Boko Haram insurgents continue their deadly attacks in northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, created by Frederick Lugard from Scotland, who incidentally want to separate from the United Kingdom, or are intending or planning to vote on separation from the United Kingdom. The man that created the zoo is Frederick Lugard. The British people then cemented their hold over the lives of our people by creating that abominable hellhole, and they handed power over to Boko Haram Hausa Fulani people. The same Hausa Fulani people that the British gave power to are today turning against Christians that the British brought the Bible to. And today they are killing us in our hundreds of thousands, and nobody is doing anything about it. Now this same rampaging army supported by the British, this same army guided by the British, are now advancing towards Maiduguri. People wonder sometimes and say, how can we say they are being supported by the British? Because the dominance, the preeminence of the Hausa Fulani dominant political class is an invention of the British. The British wanted unrestricted access to the oil fields of Biafra land. They could not continue their stranglehold over the economic lives of the people following the collapse of colonization in Africa. Therefore, they needed a proxy. They needed people who will be able to look after the resources, the interest that they still retained in Biafra land. Therefore, the best people to give that to are the Hausa Fulani people with their lackeys, the Yoruba, the cowardly, disgraceful, I would say, Yoruba race. Join them. That is why we maintain with every certainty. We have pictures of the cabinet here in the United Kingdom sitting down with MS from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North to plot our downfall. We have those pictures, and we must recycle them. We must bring them out for the world to see, to let them know what is happening, to let them appreciate that we are in the mess we are in today because of the British. Because of the British. That's why we're in the mess we're in today. We continue. As the rampaging Boko Haram insurgents continue their deadly attacks in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North towards Maiduguri, they have continued to march. It appeared yesterday as if the army has given up. Of course, the army will give up because nobody is motivated. Our sister wrote to me yesterday from Owerri, saying that the brother in the zoo army, that the brother told her that they are now leaving the army, as we have asked them to do. They listen to Radio Biafra, those of them with data on their phones, and we must encourage them to do so. We don't want any Biafran dying. The people they are sending to the war front are Biafrans. The infantrymen they are sending are Biafrans. These Biafrans should not fight any longer. They should return home. They should come back home and do something meaningful with their lives. They should come and join our campaign to free us from that very abominable existence in the zoo. The Biafrans they are sending to the front should not go. We want them to leave the army. Those of you doing guard duty for your oga, turn your guns against these people and kill them. They are the ones causing your problems. Their children are abroad. They are having fun. They have houses everywhere. They own condos in Dubai. They are everywhere. They own shares in the finest companies around the world. If you die for them, you have died for nothing. There is nothing called Nigeria. Nigeria is an invention. Nigeria is never original. It is not innate. Nigeria is an amorphous creation. Nigeria has no originality to it. Therefore, anybody dying for the zoo, you're going straight to hell because it means nothing. It was created by people with vested interests, people with economic stranglehold over our lives. These are the people that created, that invented the zoo today you call Nigeria. Therefore, if you fight for the zoo and die for the zoo, you died in vain. Simple as that. We continue. The soldiers are deserting, as our sister told us yesterday that the brother informed her, and residents are running away from the towns and the villages. At night, a resident said he was awake and heard gunshots from his distance. Nobody can sleep anymore, explained the resident from Maiduguri, who wanted to remain anonymous. Goza, Bama, Gulak, Michika, Duhu, Shua, Keshinga, captured by insurgents, Goza, Bam. Oh, my dear Lord, everywhere the Islamists have been capturing new cities on almost on daily basis. Dear friends, now is the time to get serious. Give us these weapons. If you have not contributed to the defense fund, now is the time to do so, to allow us to acquire the materials necessary to go and do the work that you have asked us to do, to go and do the work that Chukwu Abiama have determined that we must do. Because no army can fight on two major fronts at the same time. It is impossible. Now is the time to destroy the zoo completely. Now is the time to do so. The only people that will tell you to remain as one are those with economic interest there. America no longer has any economic interest in the zoo, because America no longer imports oil from the zoo. America is self-sufficient in oil production. Therefore, the only reason why I am praying, seriously praying, I hope that the American presidential election comes up next year and somebody else goes into the White House, because Obama is not behaving as if he has African blood in him. He is not behaving as a man of truth, of righteousness, and a man of goodwill. He has not done anything to support the same thinking, the same notion for which Martin Luther King fought for. The same uprightness, the same justice, the same fairness. He has gone into office and he has forgotten that his primary duty is to uphold liberty around the world. Wherever you see men or women looking for their liberty, it is your responsibility, having gone through all the facts, to support them. You must support them. People are not separatists for the sake of being separate. They are separatists because they wish to assert their distinct identity, their uniqueness as a people. It is something you must respect. You must always ask yourself, what existed before the coming of this very place that they wish to separate themselves from? If you go back in time, Biafra existed before almost even humanity came into existence the way it is known today. America grew organically, from nothing. The people that traveled from Southampton, from this very great country, that went on Mary Rose, landed in New England and founded that very place. The people, the early earliest people that settled there, they built it. You can understand that. The United States of America was grown organically from the ground. Of course, there were native people there by the time they got there, but they built the civilization we know today as the United States of America. Therefore, why is it that people who actually grew in the same manner as the USA organically, like Biafra, like other places around the world, will not be encouraged, will not be allowed to go forth to develop along the same lines that their ancestors intended for them to go? We are not Hausa Fulani. We don't speak Hausa language. We are not Muslims. We don't eat the same food. We don't wear the same clothes. We don't reason alike. We don't drink the blood of cattle. Then can anybody tell me why we must be in the same country? Can anybody give us a justifiable reason why I must be in the same country with Hausa Fulani people? There is no justification. We don't see eye to eye. We hate each other. They can't stand us. We can't stand them. It is not a case of Britain, where Scottish people voted voluntarily to join the Union 300 years ago. It is not the case of United Kingdom, where there is democracy, where they have allowed devolution, where the Scottish Court of Sessions is different from the Crown Courts you have in England. It is not a case where in Scotland you have a unique education system separate from what you have in England. They have maintained their institutions. Their Gaelic roots are there for them to always refer back to. If they want to speak Celtic, that is their business. They have the Highland Games. Everything is different in Scotland. Where we come from, There is no affinity. There is no oneness. There is no unity amongst the component people that make up that very damnable place you call the Zoological Republic. In the zoo, we are not one and can never be one. The arguments for the dismemberment, for the complete collapse of that, entity of Satan is quite compelling. Anybody that says they want to be part of one Nigeria, they have been trained with the proceeds of criminality. They are the ones benefiting directly or indirectly from proceeds of crime. We continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram kills over 100 in Adamawa. The Boko Haram insurgents have killed over 100 people in Adamawa, according to a local vigilante group. It has been gathered by our correspondent that mountain settlers in Hilde, Bakiduse, in Hong, local government areas of Adamawa State have come under severe attacks by the insurgents who have murdered over 100 villagers. Reports coming in from Michika, Madagali, and Hong indicated that the sect is gaining more foothold in the state. Our correspondent learned that the sect has hoisted its flag at the palace of the district head of Michika, Kupo Mand. Things are happening as they overrun the emirs, they take their wives. They take their concubines. They take over their harem. You see the type of life that these emirs are enjoying. They build harem. They build it and they put in, they head in all these women. They marry 9 women and then the last one is an Igbo girl. And they head them into the place. And now Boko Haram, they are now taking over all these harem as they are moving downwards towards us. They are coming for us and they will come for us. And if we do nothing and they get to our place, because you knew to do something and you did nothing. And then you'll be running around to the Roman Catholic Church. You go into Anglican and say, come and help us. We're under attack. You think they'll talk to you? They will not talk to you because you saw hell coming and you stood still. You did nothing about it. We continue. A son of the former president Olusegun Obasanjo was injured yesterday in an ambush by Boko Haram fighters. Lieutenant Colonel Adeboye Obasanjo, an engineer, was said to have been shot in his legs. A source at his 3rd Division in Jos, the Plateau State capital, confirmed the incident, saying it happened in Adamawa State, where troops are fighting to dislodge Boko Haram from some towns. Some soldiers reportedly died in the ambush. The Yoruba boy, Adeboye Obasanjo, was running away from Boko Haram. They were running away from battle. I don't know what happened to these people. If you want somebody to lead you in battle, is it Yoruba man? Obasanjo's son. Oh, my dear Lord. Anyway, Obasanjo's son is a lieutenant colonel in the engineer corps of the Zoo Army. I don't know if he was the one in charge of the attack. I don't know how a Yoruba man can be in charge of any assault anywhere, but there you go. In Zoo, anything can happen. This Yoruba man was amongst those who were running from Boko Haram. They ran into the wrong place. And they were shot. Most of them were killed. He was shot in the leg. They have flown him out of the place for treatment. Very soon you'll find him in London, enjoying and talking about how the world should come and save the zoo. Enjoying the father's money, looted billions upon billions of money. He's a lieutenant colonel, so that the money can remain in the family, you see. Criminals there. This is Radio Biafra, continue to speak the truth. How can you allow a Yoruba man? In fact, they bring fear with them. And you know that fear is contagious. You allow a Yoruba man into your platoon, into your company, into your battalion, and he infests the place with cowardice and fear. Ojo can happen. They cannot do anything. When the night comes, they can't even go outside Yoruba. Cowards to the core, to the bone marrow. They can never fight in any army in the world. It is impossible. They were conquered by women from Dahomey. Yoruba, they were conquered by women. There was an exclusive Dahomeyan army made up of women. They marched into Yoruba land and marched all the way, went across every Yoruba territory and came as far as the present day Ondo State. An army of women from Dahomey. Go and ask. People conquered by women, people that gave away their land without a fight in a Lorin that is now an emirate. How would you want them in your country? How would you want people who are conspiratorial, people who are so deadly, the only thing they know how to do is to backstab and to cheat? How can they fight? Obasanjo's son was running away from battle when they shot him in the leg. He was running away. He was running away from battlefield. These are cowards. These are wretched. Oh my God. Yoruba people. They're in the same country. Look at them now. So if anybody is attacking the zoo, you send a Yoruba man to go and fight. You must be dreaming. You must be out of your senses. Yoruba. We continue. There is one who said, okay, Chuku. Maybe he's an APC. He's claiming that this very party that founded Boko Haram, these are the founders of Boko Haram, APC, that is a pan-Nigeria party, he tells Ohanaeze youth. If anybody calls Ohanaeze youth, Ohanaeze, they will go. Ekwensu biata akpohogo hagaza. If Lucifer come today from the depths of hell to convene a meeting, they will first of all ask, has Lucifer got money? Once Lucifer says, yes, I'm coming with money, you see Ohanaeze youths, Ohanaeze women, Ohanaeze old men, Ohanaeze boys, they will gather. These are the people giving Igbo people a bad name. It's Ohanaeze. Anybody that calls them, they go. Anybody that calls them, the gold that you see them, they land there. They are like vultures without shame. Anywhere there is a carcass, anywhere there is a dead body, they come. They don't care. Even if the dead body is poisoned, they don't give a damn. I remember when, not me, I didn't do it. I can't remember putting amur on a meat. That is how if udele, which is vulture, that's what we call vulture, will come from udele. If udele disturbs a lot, you put, you know, tobacco, snuff, amur. You put meat in snuff and throw it away. Udele will eat it and will start behaving drunk. And will run away from that very place. Mind you, I come from a place where there was an abattoir, mind you. And women used to marry to my village because of meat, because we had so much meat where I come from. So I know what I'm telling you. Ohanaeze behaves like a vulture. Even when you put the meat in amur, snuff, tobacco, and throw it away, they will eat it. And they will start behaving drunk. Anybody that has any hint of kobo or afro in their pocket, Ohanaeze will jump and follow the person. They are the ones giving Igbo people a bad name. And we told them the way they are in Spain. And we preached this very gospel and told them to come away from their bondage of shame into the light. We continue. The Southeast chapter of the All Progressives Congress, APC, has told the youth wing of the Pan-Igbo organization, Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo, that the party is Pan-Nigeria and not anti-Igbo. In a statement, this is what I don't understand. It is Pan-Nigeria. This is the party that was against Ihejirika. There are Igbo. The people don't understand when I say I hate or anything I tell you that I hate, go and investigate it very well. Investigate it. Spend your time investigating it. You will see that we are right. Anything that bears the word Igbo, Njikota Kandi Igbo, Oba Kandi Igbo, Nzuzu Kota Ndi Igbo, Iberibe Ndi Igbo, go there. There is Iberibe. There is rubbish going on. Why would Ohanaeze, the only yesterday, Ohanaeze sanctioned APC forever trying to implicate Ihejirika in Boko Haram. It didn't take long. Their own youths, Ohanaeze, Omakandoshi, Ohanaeze youths, they are in a place listening to APC. Ngige is a good man. I liked Ngige very much. As soon as he joined APC, we washed our hands off him. Ngige was very good. I'm telling you, Ngige was a good man. He worked and he tried to bring in infrastructure into Anambra the few weeks that he was there. We liked him, but he joined the wrong party to bring in Islam into Igbo land. These little youths looking for money, Igbo youths, I don't know what is Igbo. What is wrong with you people? Anybody that calls you, you go. If Shekau calls a meeting tomorrow, if Shekau says, oh, I have the $1 billion that Jonathan gave me to stop fighting, which I used to go and buy Hilux and to buy other weapons to go and kill the idiot. I have part of that $1 billion left. If Shekau calls a meeting today for Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo, they will go. You see, Shekau, that is killing us. If Boko Haram today convince a meeting and calls Ohanaeze to come and take money, Ohanaeze will go and take their youths with them. Anybody that calls them, they go. People without shame. It's about time they disbanded that rubbish. That nonsense called is a disgrace. Ohanaeze was formed by people that works with Opa Abiasiga. Most of you don't know this. Ohanaeze was started by saboteurs. Today I give you the information. If Ohanaeze doesn't stop what they are doing, we will go into the personal details of the people that founded it. And they will not like it. Therefore, we are telling Ohanaeze and their youth, stop disgracing the word Igbo. It has been disgraced enough. If Ohanaeze does not stop, if Ohanaeze does not stop, I will on this very program listen to all over the world, tell them about the genesis of Ohanaeze and those that founded it. And they will not be happy. Therefore, Ohanaeze, when APC calls you for a meeting, do not go. APC is bringing Islam into our land. If they call you to a meeting, do not go to that very meeting. Very, very important. We continue this very news. If Ohanaeze continues the way they are going, we will devote 1 week to analyzing Ohanaeze. If we finish, any credibility they have left will be gone forever and ever. We are warning Ohanaeze, please, stay away from things that will embarrass our people even further. Stop meeting with APC. APC is Boko Haram and Boko Haram is APC. Stop meeting with them. Stop meeting with them, we say. We continue. In a statement by his spokesman, Osito Okechukwu, these are the idiots fathered by Hausa Fulani men. These are the people that rent boys. Most of you don't know that most Hausa people, I don't know if that's why they're very close to the British. They bend over, the men, if you understand what I mean. This man maybe is one of them. There are a few of them who are from where we come from that bend over from time to time. These are Igbo men. These are the people that they use to bring this Islamic message into our territory. We continue. The name of this man is Osito Okechukwu. The party said his goal was the welfare and security of every Nigerian, no matter where he or she hails from. The statement said APC would build an egalitarian society where everybody would excel and showcase his or her talent. The party was reacting to the threat by Ohanaeze Ndigbo Youth Wing that the party was an anti-Igbo following its comments on the alleged link of former Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Azubuike Ihejirika with Boko Haram. The Youth Wing asked the APC to withdraw the statement and apologize to Ndigbo or face the wrath of Igbo youth in the southeast. But the APC said, for the avoidance of doubt, what our national chairman, Chief John Odije Oyegun, called for was for President Goodluck Jonathan to invite the International Criminal Court of Justice to investigate and prosecute former Borno State Governor Ali Modu Sherif and Lieutenant General Ihejirika, consequent upon the allegation leveled by the federal government negotiator, Dr. Stephen Davis, against them. Nigeria is a signatory to the ICC, and it seems Boko Haram has overwhelmed Mr. President. The statement added, APC, in league with other Nigerian patriots, is of the candid view that unveiling the mastermind, sponsors, allies, and sympathizers of the monster called Boko Haram is the sure bet to stamping out insurgency from the land. This is what our great party is patriotically demanding. We sincerely reassure Ohanaeze Ndigbo Youth Wing that we mean well. We have no apology to tender to anybody. APC is the best tradition of democracy in requesting President Jonathan to use his good offices to invite the ICC to investigate and prosecute Senator Sheriff General Ihejirika or any other person found culpable. These are statements being issued by an Igbo man. His name is Osita Ikechukwu. This Osita Ikechukwu is still mentioning Lieutenant General Ihejirika in the same breath as sponsors of Boko Haram. This man, his existence is detrimental to the survival of our people. This Osita Ikechukwu wants the continued slaughter, humiliation, degradation of Biafrans to continue. This man, Osita Ikechukwu, is an enemy of our people. That's all I have to say. Those that will need to take notes should do so. Osita Okechukwu is an enemy of the people. That's all I have to say about that. Those that know what to do would know what to do. We continue. Today is our Tweet Tuesday. We continue to tweet. We continue to remind humanity. We continue to remind the world of the need for us to save our people in Malaysia. If you have not tweeted, now is the time to do so. If you have not tweeted, you must be able to tweet, because that is the right thing to do. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Our lines are open. +44 78 313 0836. Our lines are open this morning. We are also on Skype. Our Skype, as always, is Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Regardless of where you are upon the face of this very earth, we welcome you because that is the right thing to do. We welcome you because that is the only thing that is right for us to do. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. If you call Radio Biafra, we are here. We will be able to take your call. We welcome it. +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. And Skype is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, my honorable director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Hey, my name is Bryce Chimezie Ishunwa. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My honorable director, very, very humbled the way this evangelism is being carried out. Yesterday, when you were broadcasting, when the Dinija called, I was so happy that these people are wanting to join Biafra to build our great nation. This morning broadcast, as we said, the Ijaws, our boys in the creek, called you concerning Biafra. I'm so happy, and I encourage them to take this Biafra as their own, because Biafra is what will take all of us here free. Yesterday, I did a lot of evangelism here in Port Harcourt, because we printed more of our leaflets. I went to the iron market here in Port Harcourt, which I did a lot of this. We distributed over 200 copies. Even I sent a lot of them to download in their Android and BlackBerry. Even most of the elderly ones who witnessed the Biafra war, they are jumping up and being happy. Some of them ask me, is this Mosso? Which I told them, no, it's not Mosso. This one is IPOB, it's not the team of Biafra and Diaspora. Even today, there was one of my, I met one of my clients whom I'm working for in Umuahia. I wouldn't want to mention his name in the radio because he has said no, his uncle, because one day he mentioned the uncle's name. I wouldn't want to mention his name here. So, we are arguing and that and arguing and arguing in lost argument. Hey, no, Biafra will not work. What's wrong with Nigeria? But I was able to convince him. Before immediately, because we were in his office, he goes to his computer, which I when I was telling him a lot of facts and all that, I have browsed UN Charter, you see, I have browsed the Biafra embassy in Spain, immediately, such information displayed. It was like, and it was late, he said, Don't worry, we'll discuss more about this. I even told him, you can go to your house and go to your DSCD, so you can listen to Radio Biafra, you'll be more convinced. I even told him, I'm going to tell him the date, this Catalan rally will happen. When it happens, I want you to listen
on
to
the podcast
so that you will understand.
Yes,
on the 11th, yes. I told him, I'm going to send you a message. So as soon as the broadcast is happening, you will listen to the broadcast. Or guy, you will be convinced, it's okay, don't worry, because it's already late, the wife was calling him to come back home. So I told him, if you don't want your name to be mentioned, sponsor Radio Biafra. Sponsor. Pay your dues, your defense fund. Do it. And your name will not be mentioned. Okay, I told him, you can collect your certificate. Ah, because even, it's going to be, that is CCC. You don't bring your decision. I said, no, it's not like that. For instance, ma'am, you do something is happening and you're able to pay, just like you pay your tax, nobody will disturb you. That's exactly what is happening. You pay your tax. You cannot compare yourself to somebody that is not paying his tax. You doing this now means you have just paid your tax. That in the new Biafra, you will make, at least you meet a lot of people, you will be more attended to than those that did not pay their tax.
Of course, it's normal.
I also told him that.
Yes,
I told him that. I told him that, don't be deceived. See, Biafra is coming next year. Say, how come? I'm not giving instances. Look at Catalans. They are looking for their independence. And Biafra is going there to support them. Okay, look at British. These are people here that they are giving 10 days now for their voting. Actually, look at them. They want to, even the Britain that gave us, created this so-called Nigeria, wants to give the people of this thing for what they're not getting.
You mean Scotland?
Yes. They want to give them independence. Now, why they created this so-called Nigeria, the zoo we are living in today, dividing of people, and dividing of people's land in the name of religion. So, my honorable director, what am I trying to say in essence? People should take this evangelism so take it to heart, because it is for our own good. People should not argue. People should not say that Biafra is going to be another Nigeria. We are learned. We have traveled wide. I know I have not traveled out of Nigeria, but I know our brothers and sisters have traveled all over the world. They have acquired experiences which they will bring into this new Biafra. Because the Biafrans are good people. They are religious. They don't, even before church was brought to, Christianity was brought to Biafrans, we worship what our forefathers worship, and we believe in live and let live. We don't take what does not belong to us. We don't steal. So, my honorable director, keep on this good work. We appreciate what you are doing.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you. And continue the work you're doing as well. We also appreciate it. Don't think that we're not aware of the hard work that all of you are doing. Yourself, Chidebere, who is our Biafraland coordinator, and our zoo coordinator, the Nigerian coordinator as well. We are aware of the work that all of you are doing, and we are very grateful to Chukwu Abiama for your lives, and will continue to do so. We have another caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? This is Radio Biafra. We are in the United Kingdom preaching this gospel to the whole world.
My name is Annie Sunday.
Annie Sunday. Thank you very much.
I'm calling from, I'm from Enugu State, in Kano Land, in Biafra Land. I'm coming from heart of Middle Best, Benue State.
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you listening to us live now? Are you listening to us?
I'm a part and parcel of Radio Biafra and Biafra and supporting every day.
Thank you.
I'm listening now to radio.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
So, when I want to ask the director, is there any way we can return to stop Scotland, what they do to us?
No, we want them to be free, please. We want them to be free. Anybody that desires freedom, we allow them to be free. That is in our nature. That is why we have autonomous communities. People can go. There is no bad blood. There is no ill feeling. No, we cannot stop them from trying to be independent. No, we should encourage them, because we are men and women of goodwill. Go ahead.
Because they put us into a mess.
They did.
They should also smell what they have done to us. So that is my inner desire. So that is what I'm calling. I appreciate what you guys are doing. People are enjoying your program here in Benue State.
Thank you.
Your program has helped we indigenous people a lot, even in Nigeria. So God will richly bless you.
You say, and you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I welcome that with every sincerity, with every conviction, because we are Radio Biafra. We are here to do the will of God in truth and honesty, and we must do so all without fear before our enemies. We are united in the Biafran family. I told you that. Talking about Real Biafrans back home. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? This is our AM offering from Radio Biafra here in London.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Very well, I can hear you.
Yes. Sorry?
Yeah, I'm calling you from New York at the moment. So, basically, I wanted to comment on the part of what happened.
Sorry. I didn't get your name. Sorry, please. I didn't get your name. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
I can hear you loudly, but it's more like the line is breaking up.
It's not breaking up. I can hear you now. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Emeka.
Emeka?
Yeah, I'm calling in from New York at the moment.
Emeka from New York.
I'm listening to your program for a long time now, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
It's very, very helpful. Pardon?
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, I think I'm going to call you back because the line is not very clear.
I can hear you. It's because I can hear my voice as well. I can hear you very well. Go ahead. We can hear you. If I can hear you, the world can hear you. Go ahead. No, they cannot hear us. He's saying he's got to call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
The caller on the line, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
My name is Darlington Obona.
Darlington, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Australia, Adelaide in particular.
And where do you come from in Biafra land? Where do you come from? Hello? Can you hear me? Darlington, can you hear me? I don't understand what is going on. Darlington from South Australia, can you hear me? No. He cannot hear me. For some reason, he can't hear me. I ask him to call back. Darlington from South Australia, you try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. And also, Emeka from New York, Darlington from South Australia. I want to hear what people have to say. They're all first-time callers. I want to hear what they have to say. If you're having difficulties on this line, please, our other line is also open. The number is +44 78 313 08 376. That is also our other line. You can call that number +44 78 313 08 376. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Let us see if our brother is back. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Sorry for that breaking transmission.
That's okay.
Please. Yeah, my name is Darlington Obona, and from IBS, and I'm calling you from Adelaide, South Australia.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to thank you, Director, for all the good work you we've been listening to your program on daily basis. My wife is not Nigerian by birth, but she's now a dear friend.
Wonderful.
By marriage, and she's also tuning what I'm doing. She'll listen alongside every now and then.
That's good.
Director, the reason I'm calling you is this. This is just my own contribution. It has nothing to do with the news of today. But it has to do with sports, football in particular, to create a wider awareness, you know, to let the world know who we are. If you remember last year, Director, there was a soccer match between Nigeria versus the Catalonians. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, this is the Catalonian independence. But Nigeria, I think foolishly, knowingly, or ignorantly, they agreed to play that friendly match with the Catalonians. Now, the Catalonians has all the world stars, almost the entire team of the Barcelona team played for the Catalonians.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the world saw that match. And then that was a wider publicity. So what I'm suggesting is this. Since they're coming up with their match in these next few days, you'll be there in Catalonia to help support whatever they're doing. Is there a way we can reach out to these people, to patient or whoever is in charge, and reach an agreement for them to play a friendly match between the Catalonians and the Biafrans. Now, there's been this issue of who are those Biafrans that don't want to support us in what we're doing. We have all these stars scattered all over the world, in Mikel Obi, Uche, and the rest of them. But it's hard to conclude, you know, this person, say Mikel Obi, for example, he's anti-Biafran. He would rather be a Nigerian. Whereas we've not really given them that platform to make a decision. So my point is, can we organize this friendly match? I know it costs money, but believe me, there will be who will be willing to promote this, because in a way they make money out of it anyway. And then we can invite all,
yes,
in this, in the Nigerian national team, even including our coaches. Put them to test. Let us see if they would deny Biafra. If they do, then we, for at least for certain, we know that these guys are anti-Biafra and that we know how to treat them in future. So give invitation to all these players and get them to play the Catalonia's national team. Believe me, there is no better way to promote our country than, you know, using sports as a weapon.
My brother, your contribution is compelling as well. Our brother also rang last week. He rang me privately to make similar suggestion, but his was more low-key than this. When I meet the Catalan president in 2 days' time, I will put your suggestion straight to him and see what they have to say about it. I will meet him, and when I do so, I will put this very suggestion to him, personally and privately.
Okay.
You know that there used to be a Biafra football team. Do you know that? In Catalonia. Catalan, the name of the football team is,
yeah,
called Biafra. Biafra FC. You know that?
Yeah.
So we can,
yeah,
do
I've
a tribute match.
It,
exactly.
There's no much publicity.
Yeah, there wasn't much publicity. Because
and,
you know, guys don't want to carry
also,
it.
I'm a soccer coach. I have my air license from the state. And I'm a coach here in the South Australia. So, yeah, I'm really into sport. And I'm thinking, planning to see how I can help in a way to promote Biafra here in South Australia. I'm looking to appear on one of the radio stations here in Australia. They're trying to give me a live interview on TV. I met this guy in a function last few days, and I introduced myself as a Biafra to him. And then we started.
That's good.
A Biafra.
That's good.
And then I told him a few stories of what is going on right now. He said, oh, that would be an opportunity. We talk about soccer, and then you can chip in and also talk about Biafra. So I'm really looking forward to this opportunity and then also use it to create awareness here in Australia.
My dear brother, yourself.
So let me not waste your time, Director. Oh. Thank you for all you're doing, and may God continue to keep you and guide you.
And may God continue to also guide you, my dear brother, Bonner, because of what you have done. Your suggestion is spot on, as I said. I will raise it with the president himself when I speak to him in the next few days. I am very grateful to you. Please, my regard to your wife as well, who is not Biafran, but is Biafran by marriage. I love that. I love that when our sister said the other day,
yeah,
I am Biafran by marriage. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are marching on. We are relentless. People are calling us from even down under. From Adelaide, from the places we never expected people to call us from. They are calling us because we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. I thank whoever is calling. If you are able to hold, you hold. This is Radio Biafra, and we must take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. We are live and we are direct to the world, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Good afternoon. Good night. I'm calling from Norway. My name is Nwachukwu Ohakamna from Ebenator Ekwe in Isu local government area in Imo State.
I like it. I like where you come from. What is your surname again?
Yeah. Director,
hello, can you hear me?
I have a dream.
No, you can't. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I got lost. What is your surname again? Repeat your surname for me. Ahanagobogene, what is it? I love that. I love that. Please go ahead. I love that. I love that name. That's why I wanted to repeat it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So, please go ahead.
Director, I have a dream. So this dream was about ball was coming from heaven. Football was coming down from heaven. Very big football that I don't know how I can explain it. So this ball, Shinele, Nata, Adhajina Rivenaija. Here, the World Cup tribute, Adhajina Rivenaija, Adhajina Rivenaija. Sa ball location, Elugwe Nata, Adhajina Rivenaija. Eli di ball re he. Mrochanro haruwa noro. Ura na awam that the first World Cup Ugandan Africa will come to Biafra land. The first cup, World Cup, Garden Africa, Gardena, Biafra land.
We'll win it. Of course, we'll win it. Once we get Biafra, we'll win the World Cup.
Yes. I have another dream about that bridge in Onitsha. Demolished by I don't know what. And there is no way people can go home. There is no other way people can go back home to Biafra land. And everyone here don't talk about autonomous community. Every time, not autonomous community. Autonomous community were very good something. But in Biafra land, there will be nothing like autonomous community in Biafra land.
I agree with you. This
autonomous community is bringing problem to our people today. Every time people said about Angandua Mraike, Ebenatekwe Mraike, Amriomanze Mraike, Umhowa Mraike. So we don't want that autonomous community in our region whenever Biafra comes. Thank you very much. This is why I'm calling to you. Thank you. God bless you. And Chukwu Abdama will be giving you power, strengthening you. Lead us where you want to go.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. I am grateful for your call. We have a caller also on Skype. Can you hear me? You have been waiting for a very long time, for which I am very grateful to you for your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
And this is Ralph Udodle Ndikom.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Moscow.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I'm from Umuaka, Biafra land.
Umuaka, thank you.
And Director, I thank Chukwu Abiyama for how far he has been leading us through. Yesterday night, we had news concerning some new mushroom Biafran groups that we are set up by APC and Jonathan. Actually, I was very happy to hear such things springing up, because it will help us to know who are really hardcore Biafrans, so that they can fall apart early before we go to the battlefield. So I think that we don't have any cause to get worried when such things are happening. They're supposed to happen. The area I want to emphasize this morning is concerning the problems and that have befallen we Igbos. Actually, Director, we know that 1914, during amalgamation, when Lugard and his team came, we knew that they came with a ship. And inside that ship, we are ammunition and the military personnel. And then...
And inside that ship also was Bible. Their New Testament. There was New Testament.
Yes, also in that ship. But Director, there is another thing that was that ship that was not mentioned, and nobody have asked about it, and nobody have find out, which we must find out. The thing is... The type of virus that was in that ship that they injected to Igbo heroes that automatically made them impotent. Because if you watch the white man from France, when he came first in Biafra land, he said that before he was hearing that Biafrans fight like heroes, but on reaching Biafra land, he found out that heroes fight like Biafrans. And again, even look at himself when he was addressing our people, he addressed us as great people of Biafra. So I can't believe that all of a sudden this hero and this gallant man will automatically become impotent and become miserable, that they cannot no more demand their rights. And that's why am I bringing this argument, is that when I followed deeply the event of that happened in 1920 to 1953, all the after the amalgamation and after the during the colonial period, all the protests that were being carried out those days were only women. Only women. Even when the British created the Wannan chiefs, the Wannan chief become different people. British people has give them different assignment to see for the welfare of the people. But instead of that, they went on taking women by force, marrying whosoever they want to marry, and also putting in prison any person that say anything against the rulership. Until women, 1929, when women, about women and the away women revolted and they started doing protests against the this tax they also want to impose on women. And you can see that even before they went on to create, to add women to tax paying, they have already taxed men heavily. Men were paying heavily tax that they were unable to pay it by themselves, and now their wives are the people helping them to pay the tax. But these men, none of them can speak. None of these men raise up their voice and oppose their colonial master system. They keep quiet. And then until this, when we make,
Nikom, can you give me only one more minute, please? Because too many people are trying to call. Condense what you want to say. Summarize it for us. That's what we need. Summary. Summary of what you make your point very quickly, and then you summarize it for us. There are too many people waiting to say something. Please go ahead.
Yes, that I will summarize now. So actually, so what I'm trying to put in effect is that we need to know what happened to what they did, the type of vaccine they did to our people that made our men to stop demanding that they be whom they are.
Okay, you mean as they are doing here? I will tell you what people are doing here. That is what is turning them into turning men into women. It is the female estrogen they put into water, and also fluoride. In the United Kingdom, if you drink water from the tap, they put fluoride in it. What fluoride does is to make you calm, to make men become like women. That was what Hitler used to control the minds of the German people. Fluoride is also in toothpaste. That is why you have too many men turning into women. Hence, Obama said they can marry each other. But anyway, that's the news for another day. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. Of course, I believe that they did something to us that now predisposes us to begin to behave like women. People don't know this. There is something called estrogen from women. It is there in the tap water we drink in the United Kingdom. Once you drink it, you begin to talk and act like a woman. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear sister. This is Radio Biafra. Continue by saying your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, my name is Chineye Benjamin, and I'm calling from Malmo in Sweden.
The great lady herself. I enjoyed my stay in Sweden and your cooking as well. Your beautiful family, your indomitable husband, indeed, you're a model to be emulated. Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and God bless you. Fellow Biafrans all over the world, I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. Once again, my name is Chinenye Benjamin, and I'm calling from Sweden. I want to use this opportunity to thank you, Director, for coming to Sweden and coming to Malmo. We are grateful for all you did for us. Our people came out. And I want to thank our brethren here in Malmo that supported this, our God's visit to us. And I want to thank the family of Biafrans all over the world. Yes, Director, concerning the news headline, this Elbasan just on the shade is shot. What is the problem for him to be shot? Is he the only person that has been killed? Many people have been killed. They don't talk about him. They don't talk about the people that are being killed all over the world, all over Nigeria, the zoo, the Biafrans. Soldiers are killed. Other people are killed. Just because he was shot, and that is the news, it becomes a news headline. We are not supposed to even talk about that, because he is not the only person. He is not more important than every other person that have died. Those are people that are being bombed. They don't talk about it. They don't even carry the news of people that are being slaughtered like animals all over the zoo. I don't think that is very, very important. What is important to us is how our country, our Biafra land, should be restored. So I'm calling on all our force, Biafrans, Igbos, or Hanese, whatever you call yourself, please come out and support this struggle, because it's very important that we restore ourselves, that we know who we are, because now our eyes are being opened as to who we are. Please come out and support this struggle. Those of us that haven't done anything regarding the struggle and the fund, Biafra Restoration Fund, please come out, bring your resources and support this struggle, because together we'll make it. If we leave Director, as they are saying here, most of them that are stupid are saying you are deceiving people. This man is crazy. I challenged him that day. He is very crazy and he don't know who he is. So those of you that are doubting Thomas's, come out and know who you are. Identify yourself with what we are doing. I want to say something about this Ebola case. This Ebola case is something that is worrying me, because you see that they are just the person came to Lagos. I'm asking this question. Sometimes I ask my husband, is it that it is only Igbo people? It is the only Easterners that are doctors that are in the East. The doctor now left the person said the lady left Lagos to Enugu, and later they brought him to Lagos and he died here. Is it that it's only Easterners that are doctors in that very hospital? What about Yorubas? Are they not there? Because they are the ones that are dominating everywhere. What about Hausas? Are there not Hausa doctors that attended to that very guy, or that works in that hospital? So I think this thing is political. And after, again, they said another doctor died in Port Harcourt.
Yes, two doctors now in Port Harcourt. Sure. Two doctors are dead in Port Harcourt. All Igbo people.
And the situation ran to Aba.
Yes.
Then they are speculating this, putting fear in our people.
Yes, ma'am.
Why? Why is it so?
So we won't have Biafra. So Biafra will not come.
Except to Ondo or Akure or the North. Okay? And after that, before that time, before this Ebola stuff, they had this fasting. I stayed in the North. That after this, their Ramadan stuff, it is a lot of deaths. It's epidemic breakout. There wasn't such news, because they don't get anything anymore. There wasn't cholera. There wasn't anything. Because that when they finished this fasting, they died like a kukobulori. They just die everywhere. There wasn't such. Couldn't we relate that it is like that Ebola? That why is it that this very year, after the fasting, there was no outbreak. There was no television program that shows where they are lying down in the hospital all over the place, lying down on the floor. They are even there. Sometimes they'll show that the hospital room could not contain them. People are lying everywhere. Why is this so? So now it is in the East that Ebola is. I'm telling our people, nobody should put fear. Don't allow yourself to be entertained with this type of speculation they are carrying around. I think this thing is political. I want to ask this question to Obama, to that guy that came from Liberia to our country, to Nigeria, the zoo. Is it that the zoo have a hospital? Why should he go there? Is it that he is a United States citizen? He didn't go where they have sophisticated hospital equipment and doctors. Those that have sense that can work. Because in the zoo, they don't have anything there. They don't have hospital. Why did he go there? Obama, I'm asking you this question because that was very bad of you that you should let your citizen. You want to help, you couldn't help your citizen. Maybe by sending doctors to that very place or sending medical help to him there. To be healed, to be cured, you sent him to the zoo to affect the people. That you know, even the president, when he's sick, he's flying to Germany and England for medical help. Why should this man go there? Director, let me just stop here. I want to encourage you in what you're doing. I say may God bless you, and
too.
God will keep you for us. Nothing will happen to you.
Nothing.
Your family are protected because he has given his angels charge over you. Man, any group that is planning to destroy your life, before they wake up from their bed, they are dead already. They will not get up. And group of them that are planning, God will confuse their language in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, Mother Sister. Thank you for that. Thank you. I enjoyed the trip to Sweden. The hospitality was excellent. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Very briefly, if you can, your name and where you are. Too many people want to speak. We want to go to them, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you are. Then you proceed very summarily to give us or tell us what you want to tell us, please.
Thank you, Director, for giving me this opportunity. My name is Emmanuel Darlington Wadikin. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the noble servant of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Spain, the national coordinator to be precise.
Yes.
Director, without taking much of our time, I want to announce this, give this important information to all our families of indigenous people of Biafra. For the rally that will be coming up on the 11th of this month in Catalan, Barcelona, please, all our family members that are willing to come should please, anybody that has a yellow or red t-shirt should come along with it. Though we are going to wear a black and a white Biafran t-shirt, but at a point when the helicopter will come from the sky to be at a video, there's need that we put on that red or yellow t-shirt because it is the national color of the Gatalan people. So they will want to see all in one color. Then some 3 minutes later, we will continue with our Biafran t-shirt. Director, thank you. This is the information I want to pass.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you also, Emma, for the effort all of you are putting in to ensure that our visit to Catalonia in the next few days is a successful one. We are going there to support our fellow brethren in Catalonia. These are the people, not just today, from time when Hausa, Fulani people and the British were killing us, our people in Catalonia were helping Biafra. Therefore, we will proudly be on the streets of Catalonia to support them, and at least to say thank you for what they have done for us in the past. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The one on Skype, stay where you are, please. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can
Hello,
you hear
director?
Me?
Director, you are speaking to me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you, but stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Good morning, my Ebo director.
Good morning.
From India.
From India, go ahead.
My name is Ifan Ishuku Mbeze from Enugu State.
Thank you.
Rudy,
thank you.
Yeah, I have a little thing to drop regarding our struggle. I had a dream last 2 days where prisoners are set free. And I can see those prisoners as Jaffans.
Yes.
One thing I have as an advice to you is this. Many people will try to stop us, even try to copy us as well. But they cannot copy your voice of truth, my director. Money can buy many things, but money can't buy the heart of true Biafrans. Fear not, for the God of Biafrans are with us, and is not sleeping.
You see?
Thank God for giving us back all we have lost. And the same God shall forever bless the land of Biafrans.
You see?
Thank you, my able director, and a long life.
You see? Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Emeka. I'm calling from Nkwacha, Gafaland.
Please go ahead.
Director, I've been following the program all this time, and we are making serious progress, I can attest to.
Of course we are.
And I'm happy that God has been keeping you despite all the challenges. And what I'm noticing is that you are becoming stronger and stronger by the day. And all those who are thinking that they can wrestle you down have already failed. And I wonder why they are wrestling you, because this struggle is for all of us, not for Nandekan. And that goes to show how pathetic our people are and how foolish. We are known as a wise race and also a great race, as was attested by the white men themselves. But I don't know whether these present evils are really the original evils. I'm telling you that. Nowadays you see a bunch of cowards. And maybe it's because of lack of education nowadays. Most of people are not educated because of what happened to us after the war. Maybe, I don't know. But the people I'm seeing now are no longer the same evil people. It's like these are different people now who are running away from battle. Having said that, to bring it to your notice this morning, I want to also take the happiness that should our people, we are looking for how to get Biafra, am I correct?
Of course.
Hello?
Yes.
If our people in the federal government, the so-called senators, the ministers, those in federal civil service, and every federal parastatal judiciary, if all of them can boycott Nigerian government, will be more than halfway to getting Biafra. It's so easy. Nobody will force you to be a senator of the Federal Republic of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Nobody can point gun at you and say you must be the senator of, you know. Nobody can force you. You can boycott them. But the problem is, can these people agree to boycotting the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? If you can boycott them, we are more than halfway to getting Biafra. And it's only Biafra that can guarantee our future. I don't know how people are seeing these things. Looking at Nigeria, there is no future for the Igbos. In this country today, we are the downtrodden, that is, by structure of Nigeria. They are seeing us as even, they are not seeing us as, they are seeing us as aliens who they are. Subjecting and oppressing, you know, they are not even
because we want it that way, because we allow it. If you want to be subjugated, you become, that is the problem with our people, because we allow them to subjugate us, because we followed Ohanaeze, and Ohanaeze can only lead you to death. A group formed exclusively by saboteurs. It was saboteurs that formed Ohanaeze. As I said to them, if they continue the way they are doing, we will expose their history. We know more about them than they know about us. Therefore, my dear brother Emeka, don't despair yourself. It is because we allowed ourselves to be, you know, how can I put it, to be hemmed into one area where we became insignificant. That is where we are saying that enough is enough. Because if you look at things very well, now is one of the most difficult times to ever try to rally our people together. They have been disappointed in the past. They have been deceived. They have been lied to. The latest one being Ifajuna, Rafael Owasurike. Everybody knows that very well. But in the midst of all this skepticism, in the midst of all these lies, in the midst of all this apathy towards Biafra, Chukwu Abiama is telling us to continue to preach his gospel, that there are those he picked before they were born. There were those that before even their father met their mother, Chukwu Abiama has decreed that these are the people that will go and get Biafra. That as long as we continue, he will bring out those people one after the other. There are only 100 of them. Only 100. He will bring them one after the other. And then you will see what will happen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I welcome your call. I welcome what you're saying. But the fact remains that we put ourselves in this very mess. And for that reason, that is why we are in so much trouble. If you call Radio Biafra, try to exercise some patience and wait for us. We are here. Give us your name. Yes, your name, please. Your name?
Yes, once again, it's Bright Chimeje Ishua calling from Port Harcourt once again. I had a caller that says he's calling from Igbocha.
Yes.
Yes, please. I want to do this festival here in Port Harcourt. We don't have members. People are lacking behind here in Port Harcourt. Anybody that calls you from Port Harcourt, ask, please, and please, my honorable director, ask the person if he or she have identified himself with the indigenous people of Biafra,
I will do so. I shall do so.
Our last meeting, we were looking for funds to do the particular thing. There is a prayer that we wanted to do in Enugu. We were unable to contribute, if not one of us, most of us that, you know, did more than what we are supposed to do. So please, my honorable director, it is not good for them to come and dance around in Radio Biafra. They don't pay their dues. Radio Biafra is not run for free. You pay tax. Please, my honorable director, I'm still listening. Please do us a favor. Even our brothers over there in abroad, that have brothers and sisters over here in East, for not us anywhere, they should call them. Tell them to identify their parents, their brothers and sisters. They have them over here. They should call them and advise them to identify themselves with the religious rule of Biafra, whether in Port Harcourt or where at the state. You know, name them. Please, my director. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we shall do so. Please, if you're calling, if you know people who are back home, it will be better for you to inform them, to advise them, to get them to join the family there. One thing is for certain. We are not going to come out on the street and start running about like headless chickens so that we'll be shot dead by the zoo army. We're not going to do that. When the time is right for us to confront them, we shall do so. So therefore, we are doing things in a very civilized manner. When it's time to strike, you strike. Not presenting yourselves as guinea pig or guinea fowl, whatever it is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me before I go to the barrister? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yeah, hello, my director.
Yes, my dear brother, please, your name and where you are.
My director, my name is Oke Ikeme. I'm calling from Manchester.
From Manchester, thank you very much. This is very
I want to just pass information. I've been running around since I came here. I'm trying to relocate from Germany. And I came here, I didn't stay up to 1 month. I joined the Biafra, like I started this since 1999,
yes,
in Ulm, in Germany. And I made my possible me to bring my things, my instruments to demonstrate on the 30th of May with Odele.
Yes.
So I am handicapped because I'm trying to manage and to squeeze in to Manchester, and that's why I didn't go to meeting last week, Friday. So I want to give you information. If you can turn to the Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24, we are meant to know that Jesus Christ came from a source. Just like Moses, his said when Moses got to become a man, when he grew of age, he started what? Telling the Pharaoh that I will never ever answer your name anymore. And that is what we are doing. We don't listen to all what people are saying because of what happened between us and the Wazirike. But you, Nnamdi, Nnamdi started Nigeria and gave Biafra children to Nigeria. And Nnamdi now started Biafra again and going to release Biafrans from Nigerian hands. That is what we are doing. Nnamdi started it and Nnamdi ended it.
You see?
So I love this name. And anybody, in this planet that will try to raise hand in any form, in any means, call it Ohaneze Ndiojo, or call it Bilega Kurundiawata, any form they are coming against you, they will never see light in their life.
You see? You see?
They will never live to succeed. So my director, Iwo, Iyem Nyeregewo, Agene Chamber, Tizitere, one of Alibo.
Ndewo.
So, keep going. All I am saying to you that I am here in Manchester, I'm here for you. I am going to do an exhibition that is coming up on the 1st of October, end of October. Any little money I contribute there, first of all, I will map out and give my tithe. This is where my tithe is going, not in the church. My tithe will come there in for the Biafra citizens to use it to do what we are doing. We are not buying ammunition. We are only looking for freedom.
That's all. That's all.
So, if after this event, I will tell Odile who I am. I have told him that, Odile, you know I'm standing with one leg, and that's why you are not seeing me in a full-fledged way. And they think that, I say, yes. You can't go anything like you used to say. We can't fight Biafra without money. Is that not true?
Of course, now. How can you do it?
And I back out here in town. With money. And he said to me last time when I called you, he said, we have to do everything we can to support Biafra. Anything we can, in any means. So therefore, I am giving up myself as an artist. I am going to fight and fight to the end in order to support Biafra in my own little quota.
Yes,
with my
sir.
Friend whom I have met here, who I came to stay with. His name is Leonard Ezekwem from Awomema. And that is another brave soldier you have. But he's not yet commented anything. He said the time is coming when he will meet you. He don't want to talk on phone. So what I am telling you, my director, God knows I am crying every morning when I tune to YouTube about what Ojukwu said. Ojukwu said, and the Chineke zitere gị ịsụpụta anyị ndị mmadụ na-ekwu na ị na-achọ igwe ayịwayo. Nnamdi, gwa ayịwayo, igwe ayịwayo. The first fool is not fool. The second fool is not proper fool. Nnamdi, ị na-egwe ayịwayo, gwa ayịwayo, ị na-eri ego, rie ego. But akwa ịhụrụ gị, my spirit is mụ gwa gị, jide nke izu. Onye ntụta ngwa. Every blood we are suffering here will come to the end. With Biafra standing upright. This is what I'm telling you.
With all
best wishes, with peace profound, I am giving you the best as an able leader and able director. God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. You're very kind. What people say, I don't give it, I love it. Barrister will join us in a few seconds, but before then, I have something to say to our people. Here we are. I don't beg anybody to do anything. Because I know that before we came upon this very journey, when I went to Jerusalem to go and pray, the deal I made was not between man and myself. I did it between God and myself on a personal level. And Chukwu Abiama said that Biafra will come. Do these things and Biafra will come. And those things I have been doing, this same Chukwu Abiama is my Lord and my God. I am without fear before my enemies. I speak the truth
and damn the consequences. I help those who are unable to help themselves, and I do no wrong. That's all. That is my creed, and that is my oath before God and before man. When people talk nonsense, nobody can be like us. Before we came, there was nothing like this before. Now that we are here, they cannot. In the next 2 days, I will be meeting the president of Catalonia. They cannot even see the cleaner of the man, talk less of seeing the president. And still they talk so much rubbish. I love it. It reminds me every day to work very hard. Remember, there are those that want you to fail. Because of that, you have to work hard. I take positivity out of every negative circumstance. I love it. Because, let me tell people one thing. Criticism makes you better. It doesn't diminish you. I love it. The more critics I have, the harder I work for my country. If I'm sleeping for 3 hours before, I now sleep for only 2 hours. I continue to work hard. The barrister is with me, the very eminent, very erudite, very learned, very cultured, attorney at law as well. Only barrister Mamezu can ever answer to these accolades. Because he is more than a man, and this same barrister has been able to find time in his busy schedule to share his time, his thought with his own people. These are Biafran people all over the world. Please, barrister, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you, director. Good morning to you. I know I stepped in a bit late, director, but I am busy doing other things.
I know you are.
Busy creating Twitter handles, telling the Scottish people that the Radio Biafra we are in London and the people of Biafra support them in their quest to break away. And reminding him of what he says last year, that once Scotland is gone, the zoo will break. I'm also reminding him that his brother brought us into the situation we are. But they themselves will also support us to go back where we came from. Good morning to all of you. I don't have much to say. There's a brother who says that if Biafran politicians in the zoo should ever or can even attempt stepping away, that the zoo will collapse. My brother, it's too late. And they will not do so because that is where they dig their gold. That is where they are well funded. That's where they give them money. Our people, money has destroyed the fabric of our existence. Radio Biafra is here to mend, to patch up, to bring about, to re-educate and realign the hearts and minds of our people. And that's exactly what we are doing. And I can tell you, we are doing it effectively. Very good.
Of course we are.
Director, as you reported, as you just said earlier, look back retrospectively, only few of us. Director, you embarked on journeys. Look at how many we are now. 88 countries.
Uncountable. Those who are using their wives rapper to cover their faces when they're listening. You're everywhere, barrister.
Director, you're great. You've done what you are brought about to do. You are talking about estrogen. Yes, I did it when I was studying criminology. Estrogen is shedded when a woman is in her period.
That is correct.
The blood that comes out with estrogen. Most men are in contact with this. As a result, they start behaving like women.
That is correct.
Even women are also getting testosterone. That is for men, and that's why some of them are getting beer. And that's why most of women are behaving like men, taking the position of men, and in fact, spearheading what men are supposed to do. And I tell you, Biafra women have testosterone right from beginning. And that's why they overshadow our men. That's why they are telling our men to wake up. Most of our men are busy tippling, instead of focusing about their existence, focusing about their freedom, you can never, no matter any amount of money they pay you, your freedom is still the greatest. Our people should realize this. The earlier, the better. Our people should know that freedom surpasses everything on earth, including the billions you have in your account. Money can only talk to an extent, but freedom is forever. Therefore, fellow Biafrans, I've been taking notes of all the commentaries you've made. You are talking sense. Radio Biafra is re-educating. I'm also learning from all of you. We don't know everything. As Ngokubua Uchemefo will tell you, we are sincere because anything we say here is gospel. We don't second guess. We don't parlificate. We do not look back in the pursuit to restore Biafra. Asking politicians to see, we don't even need them because you don't get them. They will come inside you. They will dilute you. They will turn your eyes from the gaze. Therefore, they should stay where they are. For those who are able to repent and move away from evil, we will look into their case. We will reconsider them. But for those who maintain the status quo to kill and maim their friends, we have nothing to do with you. I've told the Malaysian people this morning. I also reported them to the UN. You should take note that Malaysians are killing our people. We want it to stop. And we will never stop tweeting until we hear that the situation has changed. For we are Biafrans. For no single Biafran man or woman should be left behind as far as you are with us. Once you are with us, you are protected. Tukwa Biama is our protector, our guardian. When we talk because he is with us. We're not talking because we have anything. But he who is with God is with everything. And nothing shall ever happen to none of us. Director, I think you have a lot of people calling to speak. Let me give way and thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The very unmistakable, distinguished voice of the very eminent barrister, Anthony at Law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly found out of his very busy schedule time to be with us this morning to share his thoughts. If the barrister can tweet, why not you? How many of you have tweeted? Go and create, sometimes people create fake Facebook accounts to be peddling rubbish. Now is the time to go and create a multiplicity of Twitter accounts and use it to bombard Malaysian authorities. Only you can stop the killing of our people in Malaysia. If we as the indigenous people of Biafra cannot put pressure on the Malaysian government, then we are not worthy to get Biafra. We're not worthy to get Biafra. If I am God in heaven, which no man can be, and I have to ask God for forgiveness for making such an inference, I will not give you Biafra. If you see people killing your own brothers and sisters and you keep quiet, you are not therefore worthy to be free. That's the meaning of it. Because of that, all of you listening this morning, if you have not tweeted, if you are afraid, go and create another Twitter account. If you are living in Australia, claim you are living in Singapore. If you are in Hong Kong, claim that you are living in South Korea. And that reminds me of our brother in South Korea, Frank Ifani. I'm going to make contact with you personally. I will also ask Carol Monday to do the same. We need this family in South Korea coming up. We have made contact. We have made contact with South Korea and we are going to rise up. And I commend the effort of those of you in Japan. Those of you in Japan, we know the efforts you're making and I'm coming to Japan to come and cement the efforts that some of you have made over there. You, we are very strong. You kicked us off during our rally on the 30th of May. And we can never forget the position you occupy. We share many things in common with Japan. It is our responsibility to remind the Japanese government and Japanese people of this affinity, natural bond between Biafra and Japan, as both of us are, of course, countries where the sun rises from. Ours is quite ancient. There's far more recent
but considering that the throne of Chrysanthemum, which is the throne, the monarchy in Japan, has been, I think it's one of the oldest in the world. We have a lot to admire from the Japanese. They are very intelligent people, very independent, very proud. I love their pride. Japanese are very, very proud people. We have so much to learn from them. Therefore, we must go to Japan and preach this very gospel. We have our brother who has been waiting on Skype for a very long time. Can you hear me? What is your name? Where are you calling us from? Can you hear me?
Hello.
If you can hear me, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, director.
Please turn your system down then. Turn it down, please.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, director.
Yes, turn your system down. Go ahead. Go ahead. What is your name? Where are you calling us from?
My name is Chukwudume. I'm calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia.
I'm a citizen from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank
yeah. You. I'm happy for what we are doing about the Biafran, and I hope that God will give you strength to do more. And I believe that God will give you more strength to do more.
He said,
because, hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Yeah. Because there's something I want to tell you. Our people in Igbo land, I don't think say that some of them are capable to, you know, to get this Biafran radio in internet. If we can be able to make it, the thing will be on the radio. I will be very happy.
My dear brother, hold on, my dear brother, please. Everything is possible, but we need to be able to consistently support and fund what we are doing on Radio Biafra. There are projects for us to run. We have an army to feed on the ground. There are many things that we are doing which the eyes cannot see at this point in time. It requires effort. It requires funding. And that leads me very kindly that tomorrow, for those who don't know, is the deadline. The 10th of every month is the deadline for all the zones of the world. No more national. All the zones of the world. And I also want to use the opportunity to also remind everybody, please, to support. Once you give us support, we send it back home to support those who are at home as well. We have not been able to give them the support that we are supposed to be giving to them. We must try and rectify that starting from tomorrow. Therefore, every zone in the world, Karamonde, I know you're listening. You will make contact together with whoever is going to be designated by the Directorate of State to make sure that every zonal coordinator is aware of their obligation, and in so doing be able to redirect to London their monthly contribution. Very important. With it, we shall ensure that our people receive Radio Biafra on their radios very, very soon. Please, all the same, very, very important announcement. Are you still there, my dear brother? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still there. Thank you for what you are doing. And our director here in Indonesia is doing more great. Even here, some people are contributing their own effort, pay their own money, and we are very happy. And we are waiting for the day you will visit us here in Indonesia. And it will be great to see you, sir.
Very soon, in the next few days, you will see me in Indonesia, of course. In the next few days,
thank you, sir.
I will be there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Isaac Keze, of course, is one of us.
God bless you for what you are doing.
And you too. Bless all of you in Indonesia. The coordinator of Indonesia on a national level is one of us. People understand what that means when somebody is one of us. That means you are amongst the 100. One of us, that is what it means. You are among those chosen by Chukwu Abiama to go and get Biafra. He is one of us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must continue to welcome you because we are ceaseless, we are timeless, we are honest, we are sincere. Chukwu Abiama is our God, therefore we lack nothing. We have a caller on both lines, please. The caller calling us from the UK, stay where you are. Let's take a call. I believe from that call is from Malaysia, I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon, director.
Good morning from here in the UK. Your name, please. I know you're from Indonesia. Your name, please. Not from Indonesia. You're calling us from Indonesia.
Yeah, my name is Ofor Uche.
Ofor Uche.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I thank you once again.
Thank you.
I thank you for the good job you are doing for us, all the indigenous people of Biafra. And director, I want to use this opportunity to because I see I'm hearing of the radio, therefore what is happening in the zoo.
called Nigeria. And sometimes I feel annoyed, you know. I wish that I'm there, because my mind is bothering every day that if people on the ground, which is our leader, our Hanezen Dibo, or what they call themselves, our Hanezen Keta, if they cannot do anything concerning their people, what is happening to their people. So I'm thinking that there is no need to give them respect and also to even allow them to even come into this struggle and come and spoil our mind. Because these kind of people, when they are coming in, they are coming in with another form and another formula. So I think that the best way is for me to abandon these people and march forward to another step. So, and my contribution is this, in this coming 2016 election. Are we going to do election in this 2015? That is my question that I want to ask all the indigenous people of Biafra.
It depends on the support that people give to us. That is one thing. We are doing all we can. And there are some things I cannot tell you on air, my dear brother. There are some things I can't tell you on the air. So that our enemies may not... I can hear you very well. I can hear you very, very well. Oh, my goodness. Keep saying hello, hello. I can hear you very well. It's not everything that you discuss live on air. What was it called? The caller on the other line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, you live long.
And you too, my dear brother.
Long live Biafra. Director, welcome back from Sweden.
Thank you.
We were always with you all the time, all the way.
Of course.
Director, I have to start by saying how amazed I am. Every time this Yoruba media and their campaign about deceiving our people on who is Igbo and who is not, and as if we are crying, oh, who wants to be Igbo person and who don't want to be?
Exactly.
It is not important for us, you see. And many of them are clamoring around and denying themselves, saying, oh, we are not Igbos. We come from Yemen. We come from Benin. We come from, I don't know how to call it. People should bear in mind that we are in no way campaigning of, oh, who is Igbo today and who wants to be Igbo tomorrow. That is nonsense, as you have always said. It's not about Igbo. It's about Biafra. You see, who wants to be Biafra? Who don't want to be Biafra? When the Biafra come, as it must surely come very soon, later than later, we will know who is who. You see, if you want to pack to Benin Republic, good luck. After all, the president of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, his name is Good Luck. We all have always believed that he is one of us or one of our brothers. He may be. But he believes that this is his time, and he must cling on to power at all costs, trying to bribe all the whole world. Director, I don't know if you are aware that Ifeanyi Kabila, Ifeanyi Yoruba, is now running around with bags of money from United States, sharing money to the Ohanaeze Ndisinadirom. From U.S. down to U.K., and then he dropped some bag of his money here for the campaign of CAN, Transformation Agenda, and then made his way during weekend to Germany. I know he may not still be in Germany now. He might have headed to Spain or Austria or wherever he want to go, but he is going around sharing money. You know, he's a criminal himself. Right from Kabila, Diamond, Blood Diamond, where he was jailed and then stolen his money, make his money from there, come back to Nigeria and become capital oil. I don't know if you are aware. He is now running around everywhere with bags of dollars, pounds and euro in his pockets all over the place, sleeping in every hotel here, making himself larger than life as usual. It's a Igbo way, you see. So now, and all these watchers...
Is he a believer in Biafra? Does he believe in Biafra? This man you're talking about, is he a believer in what we are doing?
Well, You see that they say Igbo language that Aladi Mahurundin, you see?
Exactly. If he's not, we leave him. He is not important to us, so we discard him. He's nobody to us. The lowest person which we don't have in Biafra land is bigger than the greatest of them. By the time we finish building our country, a road sweeper in Biafra land will have more prestige than whoever is the president of Yoruba land or Hausa Fulani land. These people are irrelevant to us. We don't discuss them. This is Radio Biafra. We don't discuss people. We discuss ideas. We only talk about people when we want to bring to the attention the knowledge of our people, the damage they are doing to us. Not within the context of who they are as a person, but within the context of what they are doing to damage our land. That's what we are doing.
Yes.
So this man is not important to us, please, my dear brother. He is irrelevant to us. He is a nobody.
Exactly. He is not important. Why I'm even talking about him is that our voters living all over the place are now hanging all over and trying to share from the money of the transnational agenda of Islamic Republic of Nigeria. But that one apart now. And I want to make mention of, thank God that our people have stopped talking about our people in the, living in the north or in the west. My take on that is that those who are still residing in the north, they should at least be our own last sacrifice to the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Yes,
that is brutal.
We have to sacrifice something to, you know, to take ourselves from away from bondage. You see, as long as they remain there, that should serve as our last sacrifice. God knows this. And there is one line that I like this morning that our brother who called earlier and spoke to you before made, that Nnamdi gave us a way, and the God has sent another Nnamdi to take us back home, and we are going back home by the grace of Tuku Abiyama. Whether they like it or not, because even one of our own who was a musician, a hip hop guy, or how can I call it, who died some time ago, he said, even the Rousseff know this is our time.
You see?
Yes. So, we are going back home. What that brother said, he sang very well. Every day, one learns new things. I don't know how he come about that quote, but I love it so much. Nnamdi Azikiwe gave us a way. And the God sent another Nnamdi Okwukanu to take us back home. And we are going back home. In the name of Tuku Abiyama.
He said, God will bless you. God will bless you, my dear brother. God will bless you because you are indeed one of us. God will bless you. You're kind-hearted. You're a good man. This is Radio Biafra. We have overrun this morning, but we do not care. We do not mind because we are doing the work we are sent to do by the Most High God, Tuku Abiyama. We are reminding every national coordinator to remind every zonal coordinator that tomorrow is the deadline. We want to know those who are with us. We want to know those who are without. This is Radio Biafra. You will join us again this very evening. I will host the program. I will anchor it to Chairman 4 as well will be with me. The barrister, as ever, will also be with me. I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart this very morning. And I ask you, wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, to always remember that we are here to propagate, to disseminate, to call down the kingdom of God from the heaven where it has been resting down to this very earth. And the very physical, viable manifestation of this very entity of heaven is the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, we thank you very much. Continue to support us. If you want to support what we are doing, it's very simple. If you have any card at all with which you can transact in a bank, you go to Radio Biafra website. On the right-hand side, you will see PayPal button. PayPal is the most secure means of transaction anywhere in the world. Most secure. You'll be able to, at least we don't want one-off. That is why people like our sister, and then I don't understand. People give us one of this woman has been supporting us for over 2 years now. Every month on a consistent. If not for people like her, we won't be here. We want people to support us consistently. It is important. Do this. Do this. Please, we need all the help we can get. We don't want to be talking about this all the time. We don't know politicians. We can't go to them. We are not part of the transformational agenda of the criminals. We don't want to be part of that. We believe that Biafra belongs to Biafrans. Because of that, Biafrans will fund Biafra. Therefore, do all you can to support what we're doing. Every zonal coordinator, tomorrow is the deadline. Very, very critical. Every national coordinator must ensure that that happens. And the directorate must ensure that every continental rep makes every national coordinator aware, to make all the zones aware, to come direct, because we are now running a zonal formula. And once we finish our meeting in Barcelona, we shall announce further amendments to our structure, which will lead us entirely through the phase two before we commence our phase three. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you support us in whatever way, shape, or form that you can. This is Radio Biafra. Today we have talked about Biafra, and this same Biafra we have talked about is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. Especially those of you in Malaysia. Chineke ganonyonunu. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here in London this very morning, it is simply good morning.
Triumphant from all our foes.